Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is March 27th, 2016. So let's take a look at the week that was and see how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Last Tuesday, there was another ISIS attack in Europe, this one in Brussels, where both the airport and a subway station were hit by terrorist bombs. The moon was in Leo, in conjunction with Jupiter, planet of beliefs, and Rahu, significator of foreigners. Both are squared by the Saturn-Mars in Scorpio combination, a planetary pattern indicating ruthlessness. Also, note that at the time of the first explosion, the moon at 24 degrees Leo was exactly opposite the degree of the March 8th total solar eclipse, which was at 24 degrees Aquarius. Events associated with eclipses happen when another planet subsequently interacts with the eclipse point. The terrorist attack rekindled the anti-Muslim rhetoric spewing from the mouths of the Republican contenders, with Donald Trump insisting that the borders must be closed, and Ted Cruz calling for patrols to secure Muslim neighborhoods. And, of course, all politicians joined in the chorus of, "We must destroy ISIS." The freakout in the United States is in distinct contrast to the sober and sympathetic response in European countries, and yet another example of how the Mars-Saturn transit in the USA chart's 12th house, two malefic planets happening in the house of terrorists, fears, and mob psychology, is affecting the country. Last week was President Obama's historic visit to Cuba. The president arrived in Havana at 1:20 p.m. Sunday, March 20th. Here's the chart of the beginning of his visit. Note that Venus and Neptune are exactly conjunct. Venus is the planet of relationship and harmony. Neptune is the planet of dreams and fantasies. And this is happening in Aquarius, the sign of the social revolutionary. But not all was nicey-nice between the two leaders. In a joint press conference meeting on Monday, Obama criticized Castro on the issue of political prisoners. Castro shot back that the U.S. has a double standard when it comes to human rights. Taking a look at what is going on in President Obama's chart, we see that the Mars-Saturn conjunction in Scorpio affects his 11th house. Mars plus Saturn is a very determined, assertive energy pattern, and the 11th house is the house of ambitions and goals. So, Mr. Obama is being very forceful in putting forth his ambition for changing Cuba. And once again, the Republican presidential horse race moved further into the gutter, with the latest skirmish featuring the Donald insulting Ted Cruz's wife because a pro-Cruz super PAC publicized an out-of-date photo of Trump's wife, Melania, in a naked pose. That was followed by a really nasty tweet from the Donald. And then, in true House of Cards fashion, a scandal sheet article appeared with lurid details on Cruz's alleged affairs. The resulting feud between the GOP frontrunners continued through the week. Here's the astrological angle on all of this. Jupiter is the planet of dignity. It is now retrograde, in other words, backwards, and conjunct Rahu. Rahu is one of the eclipse points and signifies a demon. The combination of Jupiter and Rahu has a special name in Vedic astrology, Guru Chandal Yoga. the wisdom and dignity of Jupiter is obscured by the shadow planet Rahu. The Jupiter-Rahu conjunction is occurring in Leo, which happens to be Mr. Trump's ascendant sign. Since early this year, this conjunction has been affecting him. So, no big surprise that naturally combative Mr. Trump would respond in an especially nasty way to any perceived slight directed at him. But then comes the question, what about Mr. Cruz? Is he guilty of infidelity? Well, here is his Vedic astrology chart, which shows a rather incriminating combination. Saturn, the planet of his sixth house, and the signification, therefore, of bad behavior, is placed in his eighth house of secret actions, and directly opposite his natal Venus, the planet of romance. So, looks like there could very well be some substance to these accusations. The T-square of Jupiter opposite Venus, squared by Saturn, had an interesting manifestation last week. The state government of North Carolina, acting in emergency session, passed and signed into law the most discriminatory anti-LGBT legislation in the nation, turning back the recent efforts of cities like Charlotte to liberalize their local ordinances to allow LGBT people to use public bathrooms according to their adopted gender. The law effectively legalizes discrimination against lesbian, gay, transgender, and bisexual people. Jupiter is the planet of law, and it is retrograde, in other words, going backwards, opposite Venus, the planet that signifies relationship and sexual gender, and both are simultaneously exactly squared by Saturn, planet of resistance and the established order. So, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.